Okay, so the first din here is simcha. Okay, mimatin. Now it says here mimatin. Mimatin means that we diminish. Does not mean that there is no simcha whatsoever. A person is allowed to have simcha, but it just means mimatin. What exactly is simcha? That is a very tough question. What exactly is the type of simcha that we have to be mimait? So the answer generally is a simcha shel chol, or even with regard to a simcha of mitzvah that's not bo bayom. For example, getting married, weddings. Weddings are something we know that we postpone until after Tisha B'Av, because that is included in mimatin. Mematin b'simcha, especially building things, a bayis shel simcha. It used to be in ancient times that when a person got married, in preparation for the wedding, they would build a special structure which would be used either for the living dwelling of the chasen kala or a place where they would celebrate. They would build a tent, a place where they would celebrate. This was called the binyan shel simcha. So this binyan shel simcha should not be constructed during the 9 days in preparation for the wedding, because the construction itself adds a degree of simcha. Today there's no such thing. Today we don't build any special structures on chasen kala. It's just a matter of renting a hall. It's a matter of an apartment where to live. And today there's no such limitation as reserving a hall or finding an apartment where for chasen kala will live after they get married. But there's another thing he brings out over here, and that's a very important idea, about reya mazle. Not to engage in business during the 9 days, and by extension during the 3 weeks, especially not to go to a dinner with a guy because we have a bad mazle. Now, let's have a nafkamina. What happens if a person has to go, has to have an operation? Person needs, Rahman al-Islam, needs some type of surgery. Is he permitted to schedule the surgery? Is he during the 3 weeks and even during the 9 days when it's not critical? The doctor says, you don't need to do it now. We can do it in a month. Elective surgery, it's no emergency. We can do it in 3 months, in 2 months, 6 months. It happens to be for you a very convenient time to schedule the surgery for the 9 days. So what would one think? One would think the answer is no. One should not do this. It's not necessarily true, because we have to understand why is it that a person should not enter into a din Torah, go to court with a non-Jew during the 9 days. When you go to court and you have a din Torah with a non-Jew, you have an opponent. Who is the opponent? This is making too much noise. Is it annoying over here? I don't know what to do with this. Maybe it's time for a new machine.
It's making it without the... It's still making the sound. Hey, be quiet.
Is that any better now?
It's still there.
It's time for a new machine, maybe.
New technology.
It probably is by now, new technology. So we first started the share.
I just upgraded my cell phone. It was like 15 years old. The sound quality is like, they said the circuitry now is like
9 day.
100 times better than it was. 9 day. On the other phone. Like in and out.
All right, so the question of you, when a person has a din Torah against a non-Jew, you have an opponent. You have a non-Jew. The 9 days is all about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Our enemies, the Satan, Esav, the Nebuchadnezzar. We have opponents. When a person has a din Torah, has a court case with a non-Jew in court, you have an opponent. And your opponent is represented by who? Is represented by Esav. The person that's taking you to a din Torah, the person that your opponent is a member of Bnei Esav, the member of the Umos Olam, who is the one that brought upon us Golus, or the one that we suffer from Golus out of Yom Hazeh. You have an opponent. When a person is undergoing surgery, there's no opponent. You don't have an opponent. It's you. It's you and yourself. It's you and Hashem. A person needs some type of elective surgery, some type of procedure to be done. So what difference does it make if you have this surgery done during the 9 days or have it done during the whole year? The only problem of having something done during the 9 days is only when you're going up against the Umay
Sa'ilam. That's much better.
Traveling.
What?
Traveling.
So traveling is exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same because you're going up against the Umay Sa'ilam.
Uh-huh.
This is an approach that is taken on by many Paiskim, that there is no issue. There is no issue of doing something in which you do not have an opponent. It's only when the Rei Mazle is you relative to a non-Jew.
So swimming is the water is the opponent.
That's bathing. That's another reason why we don't swim. Swimming is not just a sakana of swimming. We use the word sakana, but the real problem with swimming is bathing. When a person swims, he is cleaning, whether you like it or not. You realize you're not going into a mikvah is a problem, because you go into a mikvah, it is rechitza, and part of the laws of Avelus demand that we do not clean our body. Sakana? What's sakana? Sakana is only an issue when you have an opponent. When Chazal say Reya Mazla, it means your mazel is weak relative to the mazel of your opponent. But if you have no opponent, it's just between you and Hashem. I need a refuah. I want to go on a trip, so going on an airplane, so it's a sakana. It's a sakana the whole year round. It's sakana during the 9 days, it's sakana during the whole year. You have to be mispal, everything should be okay. You say tefillah saderech, v'zehu, there is no opponent.
What happens if the surgeon is a guy?
He's not coming to kill you, the surgeon. The surgeon has his own reputation to preserve. You're just a number. You're a number. You're a statistic in his field. He needs insurance. He needs you to recover so he can come back for appointments forever and ever, and he'll cash in. You're a cash cow for him.
Okay.
What?
It's better for him that you survive.
So this is a very legitimate approach to understanding the nature of what you're not allowed to do during the 9 days. And this would result in a very different attitude towards, don't worry, just focus on, do you have an opponent? The problem of the 9 days is the Churban Beis HaMikdash that was brought upon us by the Umay Sa'ilam. And there's laws of Avelus. If you do not fit into those categories, you don't have to think about, today we're paranoid, we think about sakana. There's a whole new element, a whole new dimension of sakana. Now, in Achinami, indeed, there are other opinions that say, no, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat, but there's another element, is Rei Mazle doesn't just mean when you're up against an opponent. Your mazel is weak relative to the mazel of your opponent, who is a non-Jew, who this time of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives them success. But rather it means it's not a good time. It's not a good time, period. And therefore, doing something which is a sakana, going on an airplane, for some people, I don't know today, but in last year, in the year 2000, 2017, if I'm not mistaken, there was not one fatality in commercial air travel. I'm not talking about private planes. Private planes, people are dime a dozen. People get their little airplanes and these little hangars. They get into accidents all the time. But commercial, isn't that amazing? I mean, it's a shocking statistic. In 2007, I think already in 2018, already happened already a few times. So there are many casualties. There was a whole plane that crashed recently. Okay, but in 2017, it's night of the oyem. Not one person, so I read, maybe I'm mistaken. Now, what? Now, one person died on a commercial airplane. That's awesome. That's like Mama Shimosa Mashiach, such a thing.
Until the World Trade Center for like 10 years.
What?
Until the World Trade Center disaster where commercial planes were involved. For like 10 years before they had a commercial disaster.
A commercial disaster?
On a plane.
Before the World Trade Center, there was no one died in a commercial.
Commercial flights were spread.
No, they were commercial flights.
I remember flight in Belhav.
In the world?
That was a few years ago. Right, whatever it is. But Rabbi, going there are things that we know, we know that it's dangerous. We know that there are certain things you get nervous. If you're not doing it, if your children are doing it, you're nervous. That's the way the world is. So the truth is, so there is a Masorah that when it says Reya Masle, this is a different approach. Reya Masle means, no, even if you do not have a non-Jewish opponent, it's not a good time. A person is weak. His mazel is weak. And if there are forces of danger in this world, his protection, the shmira, the ashkocha pratis, is not as powerful during the 9 days, and the person should not engage in activities that are viewed in the world as being dangerous. I'll give you another example. Getting married.
What?
That's very dangerous, right? Getting married. Getting married. Why can't a person get married during the 9 days? Why can't a person... What's the problem? So you want to say simcha. The problem with saying simcha is the mitzvah of pre or via. There's a mitzvah of getting married. Or let me say,
good chance.
There's a mitzvah of priya or via, of having a person, one thing, if a person already has mekayim the mitzvah of priya or via, already has two children, a boy and a girl, he was mekayim the mitzvah, so now he just wants to get married, he should not be alone, so it's a simcha for him. Okay, I could understand, that's what it says over here, mematin besimcha. Maybe it's not a good time, you can get married, wait until after Tisha B'Av. But if a person that's not yet mekayim the mitzvah of priya or via, even if he's 18 years old, Zurizim makdimim lemitzvahs. Chazal never, it's not the nature of Chazal. They never hold you back from doing a mitzvah, no matter what, no matter what the time is. It is a very difficult question why we're not allowed to get married during the 9 days. What's the problem? It's a mitzvah, a pre-revia. Even though you can get married afterwards, so what? Chazal, it's not the nature of Chazal to hold you back. The answer is, it goes to how far this has gone, how this goes, is it's not a good simon to get married during that time. It's because since this is a tekufa, that's not a good time, as we learned, why are you not allowed to purchase new clothing during this time? What's the primary reason? Because you can't make the bracha. It's not because you can't purchase clothing. It's because you can't make the bracha. Shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. I thank you, Hashem, that I've reached this time of the year. This time of the year is not a time of the year that you thank Hashem for that exists. We curse this time. This is a time when the base... No, Shabbos is different. Shabbos,
so
you can wear it the first time on Shabbos. That's a heter. It's only b'diavad. So not a l'chatchila. You're not supposed to do that because you're still buying it during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks. You're not supposed to buy it. The ikar zman when you make this goes old shir. The ikar zman when you make the shechianu is the moment when you purchase it. We delay the bracha until we wear it. But really, the chalois chiyav is when you purchase it. So when you purchase it, you have to now say the bracha, shechianu v'kimanu v'gyanu lazman hazeh. It's not a zman that we're very happy exists in this in the year, because it's a zman when the base hamish was charaf. Therefore, the reason why people do not get married during the night is because reya mazle, it's not a good simon. We have this a concept, Hasidim, they will not get married past the 15th day of the month. A real hardcore chassid will not, what?
Soif Chodesh.
So what is called Soif Chodesh? They're different madregas. There are different madregas. Some machmer from 16 and on. Some say, no, you can't be so machmer, you'll never get married then. So you just don't do it the last week, the last 7 days. The different opinions, what exactly is called the soif, what is called the soif chodesh. But the ideal time is to get married in the beginning of the chodesh. The tchilas chodesh, it's a good, why? Because a simin means a lot by Klal Yisrael. On Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we're obsessed with simanim. By the first seuda, we have simanim, and when we recite the Yihirat signs, there's something to it. It's, I don't know how this works, but Klal Yisrael is the Messiah. There's something, it's a good simin. Person gets married during a certain time, the time bring is part of what the time that he gets married enhances, makes a mark on his marriage for his entire life. And therefore, getting married during the 9 days, it's not because you're not allowed to get married, it's not because of simcha, it's a mitzvah. A bris milah takes place during the 9 days. You're not going to push off the bris milah when the bris milah is...
The Torah says the 8th day.
8 days, so the Torah says get married. The Torah says pre or via, have children. And Chazal don't hold you back. If you can get a hall during the 9 days, so get a hall and have a band. It's no different than a bris milah. The answer is what's different about a wedding over a bris mila and the pinyan aben and all these other things is that a marriage in halacha, there's something called simone milsa. The time when you get married. Why is that so? I don't know. But that's the way it is. Maybe it's because when it comes to marriage, our boim yoim koidim ayitzira, we already find in shidduchim, in marriage, zman, there's a preset time. There's a preset time for everything. What?
Maybe because you're their opponent.
An opponent. Okay, that's a joke. Okay, you have an opponent. Eze kenegdo.
You say, you cannot say shechiyonu.
You don't make a shachem when you get married. You
no. In these 9 days, you said you should not say shachem.
Yes.
If these 9 days is not good days,
yes.
So you say bless Hashem. What is the problem?
I don't understand. I don't understand your question.
You say, "Kesheadam yivarech ala tova."
Hashem shavach al v'kach v'kach v'roch.
Yomim tisha be'av
is a bad day.
Nine bad days. We should also bless Hashem shechion.
You don't say. The truth is, on Tisha B'av, you're supposed to make a dino enes. If you get an aliyah, if anyone gets an aliyah, the halacha is on Tisha B'av, you get an aliyah before you make the bracha on the Torah. You're supposed to say quietly, "Baruch dayon ho'enes." That's halacha. You get an aliyah. Someone gets an aliyah Tisha B'av morning before you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamivayrach. You're supposed to say Baruch Dayan Hu Emes.
In the Ketashahan also?
No, without Hashem's name. So well, let's finish this point. This is actually the first. He has a question first. But the point over here, the point here is that there's a new element in that getting marriage. Why that is so, that's a different topic. There is something to a zman of when you get married. The zman when you get married has an impact, has an effect upon your marriage. That's the main reason why we do not get married during the 9 days and by extension the 3 weeks, because it's not a good zman. Not because it's a simcha, not because of any other simcha is not an excuse. Bris milah, you can have meat by a bris milah. You can shave for a bris milah. So if you schedule, you make a siyum. Who told you to make a siyum during the 9 days? Make the siyum when Tisha B'Av is over. No harm is done. I can make a siyum every camp. You go to a hotel, go to a camp. They have a siyum every single meal. There's a siyum. You don't even know it's the 9 days. So have a wedding every night. What's the problem? Have a wedding. It's not a bigger simcha to have a wedding every single night. It's not a simcha shel mitzvah. What's the problem? What's the problem? There is no halachic impediment to having a wedding every single day of the 9 days. The answer is because Reya Mazle, it's not a good time. It's not a good time, and marriage, zman, when you get married, has an effect upon your marriage. That's the primary reason why there are no marriages during the 9 days. Doing business with a guy, din Torah, it's because his mazel is better than yours. Period. Zehu. And Mimela, his mazel is better. That's the primary reason.
Suffering from the Tamikdash that destroyed every day we say.
During the 9 days,
we know that
when you're engaging with an opponent, the opponent mazel is greater than yours. The big, big question mark is, which is not clear, and that's why there is a lot of room to be lenient, is when you're not dealing with an opponent and you're not doing an event like a wedding where we have a Messiah that the Zman has an impact, has an effect upon the event, which is pretty much marriage, and pretty much that's what all I know about. Marriage is the Zman when you get married has an effect upon your marriage. Then why can't you do things during the 9 days? Why not? Is it a simcha? No. It's not a simcha to have surgery. Is it a simcha for me to go travel? I need to go to Eretz Yisrael. Is it a simcha? Not necessarily to go traveling. I have to go. They have to go. Whatever the reason, it's not called simcha shel mitzvah. Not that maybe go to Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is, but it's not in the league we have a chiv to do right now. You enter into a new world. You enter into an abstract world. And that is, you want to say, it's a time of sakana. As a type, swimming is a different issue. You can't bathe. You can't. It's not because of the sakana. Swimming is dangerous. We know that. We have lifeguards. It's dangerous. Okay, but The swimming is, you don't need to come on to that. It's very problematic, and our religion today has become a hocus-pocus religion. We focus a lot on things which are not tangible, which are based on things which are not correct. You have to root, you have to try to ground everything in halacha. And after, there's a flavor of Yiddishkeit. There's definitely a flavor of Yiddishkeit, but the ikur is the ikur, and the tafel is the tafel. Swimming is usur because it's bathing. Getting married is not the right thing because we know a Masorah that the Zman, when you get married, has an effect upon your marriage, and Tisha B'Av is not a time when you can say Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Gidon L'Zman Hazeh. It's not a good time. A Goy, it's because his mazel is better than your mazel. Now, what's left? What's left is, should I engage in dangerous activities? Should I go bungee jumping? Should I go? I don't know. You come up with it. You come up. Should I go? I have elective surgery because it's convenient. It's convenient. I'm off from work. Should I do these things? So the truth is, why not? Why not? If you're sensitive, a person's neshama is sensitive to this tekufa. You have a sensitivity, and your sensitivity tells you that it's a time of sakon. It's dangerous. Then it's right. You should not do it. And the minhag olam is pretty much, we don't do it. The minhag olam is that things which are dangerous, you don't see camps taking children out on trips that are dangerous, you don't see this, because there is something to it as well. But what's important at least is to know the gedarim, to know the gedarim, and the nafkamina is always going to be when you need to come on to a leniency. I really need the surgery. It's really, really convenient. It's going to mess up my whole year if I don't have this elective surgery during the 9 days. So you can do it. You don't have to go mishug and say it's sakana. But I want to go swimming. I really need to go swimming. I really need, you
but
know.
A shower is okay,
baby? That's the whole issue. Well, everyone is different. Everyone, to a certain degree in America, everyone to a degree is an istinus. It's a society. We live in a society of everyone is an istinus. To what degree? Some people need to take a 10-minute hot shower. All right, that's what it is. Some people can do with, instead of a 10-minute shower, they can do with a 3-minute shower. Some people don't, doesn't need to be so hot. It could be a little bit cooler. To each his own. One thing I got to tell you, though, take a shower. They have signs on some of the mikvahs. They really have these signs. In Eretz Yisrael, if you are from the machmirim who do not shower during the 9 days, which is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you know, Azoshtei in Shulchan Aruch, then please do us the favor, do not use this mikvah. Do not use this mikvah, because your filth will you're not going to take a shower before you go into the mikvah, which you should, of course, and you never took a shower the whole week, and when you go into the mikvah, your contamination, your bacteria, your sweat will dirty the mikvah. Yeah, they do taka. Yeah, they
do every morning.
Okay,
even though it's chlorine.
Look, they say the chlorine. Chlorine is not a look. The problem is, we know that people have what's it called? They get a lot of people come out of the mikvah not well today. Cellulitis. They claim some of the not clean mikvahs. They make that, is it true? Not true. Whatever. So obviously, with all the chlorine, all the filtering, okay, you have an achrayus. Look, they have like a lot of the mikvahs. The people, what do they do? One of the gedolim said this: you take a shower before you go to mikvah, and you take a shower when you come out of mikvah. Before you go to mikvah, you take a shower because it's derech eretz. You don't go into the mikvah before you clean yourself, and then when you come out of the shower, you take a shower again because of the people that do not have derech eretz. You hear?
I think Rav Shlomo Zalman said that.
Okay, you take it before and after. You go derech eretz, because those who do not have derech eretz, you have to take a shower afterwards. I know you'll tell me there's a gemara about this, very important halacha, derech klal, there's halacha and shulchan aruch that if you take a shower, you go into a bathtub after you come out of mikvah, it negates the mikvah. Because it's a takana. It's a takana in Chazal that people would go, they would take a shower in filthy, dirty mikvahs. They didn't have all the technology you have today. And then they would go and take a bath in a pristine, clean tub. And people began to say, what's metahir you is not the mikvah, it's the shower or the jacuzzi that you go in afterwards. So Chazal made a takana that if you go into a bathtub or take a shower after you come out of the mikvah, the bathtub negates. You become tamei once again. So how come we don't follow this today? The truth is some do follow this. Some do follow this today. It's true. Some do follow this. But many do not, because they tell you the answer is this halacha was only enacted by Chazal in regard to achilas teruma. Teruma. That's where they enacted. Look at the sources. The teruma, kohanim who eat teruma, or people in Nizr not to touch teruma. That's today there is no teruma. Today we don't eat teruma. Not in America for sure, and even in Yisrael, they burn it. They don't have truma today. The mela, it's not no geya, and that's why today you can take a shower when you come out of the mikvah. Now, it's not all opinions. There are definitely machmirim who hold that even not for truma, but that appears to be the minority. The minority. I have a whole sefer just on this topic. Okay, on minority, you can take a shower when you come out of mikvah. It's only for truma. There's no truma zman hazeh. Then there are other chassidishim tichumris that you want the water, the holy water of the mikvah, to be on your body when you go into Shabbos. That's a Kabbalistic concept. You want the holy water to remain on your body when you go into Shabbos. Okay, that's a whole different
thing. That means they don't dry themselves.
Right, they don't dry themselves. Because you should remain with the holy water on your body. That's a whole different topic, yeah?
By the way, what happens to Meisr now to swell?
The mice, but they don't give the full amount. They only give a mashu. Maker hadin, you only. But that's lechatchila. But the yavet, even the smallest amount is going to be good. So therefore, since anyway we cannot eat it, so we just do the bidyavet and we burn it. And they burn it, or they throw in the garbage. Different techniques. I'm not familiar with exact techniques, but it's not. There's no one today is eating miser. Meiser in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, and certainly not truma, because truma has to be in b'tahara. Truma has to be in b'tahara, so it's everything is destroyed. Okay, so this is the concepts. These are the three different yisoidos of mireya mazli, an opponent, and then there is halacha. There is something called zman, when the zman has an impact, and then there is sakana and enachanami. We take sakana very seriously.
How
do we
pass him regarding traveling?
And the truth is, we did learn last week, there is such a thing, when it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to walk out privately during between hours 4 and 9. And the truth is, many chiluki day is exactly which hours of the day, because Ketev Meriri is on the streets. There's a demon lurking on the streets. His name is Ketev Meriri. That's his name. And he is, during this time of the year, he is out there. He's out there waiting for you. So do not... A.M. From 9 a.m., I believe, from 9 a.m. I forgot. 4 a.m. 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 4 a.m. to 9 a.m., don't walk the streets alone. Ketev Meriri is waiting for you. Now, that's sakana. That sakana, Rabbi Yisai, is not the same sakana as traveling on an airplane. Don't confuse the two. Going on an airplane is a sakana. No, but that's not Ketev Meriri. There's a lot of confusion.
We're machmir not to travel during the night on an airplane.
No, we're not machmir. People do the tala on Tishrei itself. I just want to say, don't confuse the issues. There's something called a demon that walks on the streets and waits for people who are all alone during 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. during the entire Bein HaMetzarim. Sakana! It's a sakana to walk the streets. That's right. But don't confuse that sakana with a sakana of flying on an airplane. Or, what? He doesn't fly. Ketev Miri does not have a boarding pass. Because there's more than one person on the plane. Okay, the plane always has at least a pilot or a co-pilot. There's always more than one person on the plane. So Ketev Meriri does not board the plane. So people get confused. Sakana. Ketev Meriri. That's why you can't go swimming. It's sakana. No. Swimming you can't go because it's rechitza. It's not because of sakana. And you can't walk the streets between 4 and 9 because there's a very specific demon. Elective surgery is a sakana. It doesn't say you can't engage in matters of sakana during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days. Ketev Meriri is not in the operating room. It's a whole different league. There is such a concept. We're not denying it. That it's a zman of Reya Mazli, and there is an approach, a legitimate halachic approach to say Reya Mazli extends even when there is no opponent. It's just you're a weak person. You're vulnerable to things that can go wrong. So, Enochinami, Havayel of bracha. If you want to be machmir, you can be machmir. Not to schedule your elective surgery for this time of the year. Not to go on dangerous trips. Some people, they don't want to fly during the 9 days. They're in general, they're petrified. They go on a plane. They need to be put out. They need to take drugs to put them out. Going on an airplane, they need to go to a psychologist before they go on an airplane. But so during the 9 days, so then tacha don't go. Tavei lo bracha. But it's not etched in stone. It's the weakest of all of the inyanim that relate to the 2 weeks and the 9 days. It's a difficult. It's actually, I got a question.
I think the paradigm for Raya Maslow, I saw in Uncle Meyer's Eicha, where Nelson Sherman gives the overview. It's Atem Bechisem.
Bechia Shel Chinam. Now you're going to cry Bechia Ledoros.
It brings down many tragic events
that took place.
Which happened, correct. Took place on Tisha B'Av.
Correct. On Tisha B'Av,
yeah.
But not. What about during the 9 days? And what about during the 3 weeks? Well, how far do you extend it?
That could be a revised edition.
So that's the good. No. Also, it happened to the cloud. It's true. These are events that happen to cloud in Israel. But does that mean every single individual can't go fly in the airplane? It's true. It's the day. Is there terrible things? Five terrible things happened, and through history, World War One broke out on Tisha B'Av. To the tzibur, right? The tzibur, and even if it's a day with bad things, it doesn't mean it's under your control. It doesn't mean that you privately can't go on an airplane during the 9 days.
Statistically, it's safer for an airplane than to go into a car.
That's true, but it's still perception. It's still perceived as, like, the bottom line is, like, they always say the same line. You never heard someone survive an airplane crash. Rachmana Litzlan, car fender benders. Okay, there are, I don't know what the statistics are in America of how many, Rachmana Litzlan, there are fender benders or whatever, incidents of cars, but 99%, Baruch Hashem, people survive. You survive with no problems, okay? Like, it never happened. But you never heard someone go on an airplane, and the airplane got into trouble, and they survived. It doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work with commercial because it's a big plane. It's a small plane for
them. What? There's more chance of survival or less chance of survival? Whatever it is. There is an element of danger. We all are sensitive and appreciate that there's an element of danger in the airplane. Okay, but these are the studies, and it's very good to put everything in this proper perspective. And don't get me wrong, it's good to be paranoid. The 9 days, the minug Yisrael is, I'm not chas v'shem coming to diminish. Not to diminish one iota, the minug Yisrael is not to engage in dangerous activity during the 9 days. That is the minug. A person does not need to have elective surgery, and he can have another surgery, and when not, then that's right, don't do it during the 9 days. But the point is, you have to know where you're coming from, because sometimes you're in a very difficult situation, and you need to be lenient. You have to travel. People have to travel during the 9 days. I mean, they have no choice. They have to go for business. They have to parnasa. They have to do things. They have to do things that are dangerous. Going to Japan, going to China, these are not simple things. People need for business, for parnasa, they have to do it. So if they can schedule it, not for the 9 days, fine. But if you can't, you can do it. But you can't go swimming during the 9 days. And swim, people, they make the mistake and they think, swim, I'm not bathing. The reason why you can't go is because it's dangerous, because we need a lifeguard, so swimming is dangerous. It's not the rap shot. When you know the reasons behind the halacha, then everything takes on a whole different flavor. And
100 degrees, you can't go swimming even though it's...
No, that might be a sakana. There were many, many stories of Gedolei Yisrael that allowed children to go swimming on very high... That's, it goes to prove the point.
It's sleepaway camp.
It goes, and they let them go swimming.
They give them instruction just to make sure it's not from bathing, it's for instruction.
It's for instructional swimming. Like they, there are many stories about Moshe on a day that it was sweltering hot.
They used to take him around the camps in the 9 days.
Go swimming. Go into the pool. You go into the pool. This is before air conditioning. There was no air conditioning. These kids are going out of their mind. So what do you do with them? You put them in the pool. Oh, but I go in the pool. Are you bathing in the pool? To be realistic, are you really bathing in the pool? You're not really bathing in the pool. Okay, the kids are not really. It's not really cool for them bathing. It's still, it's bathing, but there's a leniency.
It's just cooling off.
Cool. And you want to go say it's sakana? So let's attack it to Sakana. So it's Sakana. Who says Sakana is also, it's not a problem. Sakana doesn't hold you back the whole summer. You have a lifeguard. You have, anyway, when they don't go swimming, they just go sit there in the pool, they get a little wet, some water on to cool off. But you understand the difference. There are many different yisaidas, different elements in what is the danger of the 9 days. Ketef Meriri is a demon. Okay, not 4 to 9. He has his job. And we mentioned last week, many Paiskim said that Ketef Meriri is now in a retirement home on a pension and is not walk the streets anymore. Okay? He is retired. He's somewhere in Florida.
Engagement,
you can. You're allowed to get engaged. Engagement is even on Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av. What? On a date? Yes. You go on a date. You can go on a date. You're not allowed to shave, though, for the date. You can't take a shave. You have to take a shower. You can't take a shave. You go on a date. You can go on a date and you can get engaged. Shema Yikadmenu Acher Birachamin.
On Tisha B'Av, they don't call it speed dating, it's called fasting.
Very good.
Shema Yikadmen Acher Birachman. Question. Okay, you touched upon a big topic. Question. It's Bashert. It's not Bashert. How could it possibly be? This is a very powerful Vart. I told this to you last year, I remember. How could it be the Gemara says you're allowed to get engaged on Tisha B'Av? By the way, it doesn't say you're allowed to get engaged during the 9 days. It doesn't say you're allowed to get engaged during the 3 weeks. So we make a Kal V'Chomer. If you can get engaged during Tisha B'Av, Al achas kam v'kama, you can get engaged during the 9 days, during the 3 weeks, right?
Makes sense.
Come on.
That's not always true.
What? Why would it be? Why would the logic not be true in this case? Because the answer is this is a real kabbalistic vart. Okay, real kabbalistic vart is because ein achinami during the 9 days. I'm making an argument which is shaloik halacha now. I want to just bring out the point. Ein hachanami, during the 9 days, you're not allowed to get engaged. You know why? What are you worried about? Why should you get engaged? It's simcha. Someone's going to take my chap, my shidduch. No, they won't care. They won't get engaged, but they'll go out and they'll decide mentally they're going to get married. I'm afraid someone's going to chap my shidduch. I don't have to worry because it's bashert. A shidduch, the shidduch is bashert. No one can take away from me what's meant to be for me. My shidduch cannot be taken away and her shidduch cannot be taken away. So therefore, don't let it go get engaged during the 9 days, during the weeks. It's not a time to get engaged. It's not a good mazel. The engagement which should take place with simcha, whatever you want to say. Don't worry, the argument, Shema Yikadmenu Acher Berachamin, is not an issue. It's not an issue. When do I have to be worried about that? I have to worry about it on Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av is a day when the Shekhinah is nostalgic, is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's the day when there's a real danger. Someone might chat my shidduch. There's only one day a year where the Hashkacha is weak, where indeed someone may take away my shidduch. The day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah left this world, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left this world. With that, there was a lightening of the Hashkacha Pratis. And then things can happen that are not meant to be. Someone can take away my Shidduch. That's why B'davka, only on Tisha B'Av, I'm allowed to engage, because that's the only day when there's a real danger, someone will chap away my Shidduch. Now, let's go to part two, though. Now, here's an incredible chiddush. This is like part two of the part. And that is, what do you mean they're going to take away my shidduch? They're not going to stop taking it. It says, Shema yikadmenu acher birachamin. They'll daven. In the morning, of Tisha B'Av morning, the guy, there's going to be a guy there in shul, he'll see the girl on the other side of the mechitza, and he's going to warn her, I wanted her.
Well, maybe but, have mercy on you.
But he wants her even more. So he's going to daven a long Shmona Esrei on Tisha B'Av. And the Hashkacha, I just told you, on Tisha B'Av is weak because it's the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Hashem's Shekhinah was nostalgic. Hashem's not going to protect me. He'll let that guy's his tefillos, berachamim, overcome what was meant for me, and he'll chap her. He'll influence her to be his wife. Question, but Tisha B'Av, the tefillah doesn't work. It says on Tisha B'Av, Sosam tefilosi. That's why we do not say in the Shemona Esrei tiskabel. Tiskabel tzloisoin. You don't wear tefillin. Tefillin is the tool of tefillah. The koyach of tefillah is inactive. So this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Look what's going on over here. The only day of the year when I'm afraid someone's going to steal my bashert is Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av, the Ribbono Shel Olam, removed his hashkacha. And now I'm vulnerable. So because I'm vulnerable on Tisha B'Av, I'm allowed to get engaged. Someone shouldn't chat my shidduch. But he just can't chat my shidduch. It says in the Gemara, the only way he can, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nostalgic and I'm vulnerable, he still needs to dive in a good Shemona Esrei. But Tisha B'Av is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept tefillahs. It's closed. We're closed to business in Shemayim on Tisha B'Av. Sosam tefilasi. What do you learn from this? The koyach of daving for a shidduch is so powerful. Even on the day of Sosam tefilasi, that office is opened. Okay? That office is opened.
For some people, daven not to find a shidduch. And because they can't daven on Tisha B'Av, that's why they find the shidduch.
That's right.
I don't understand. I have no clue what that means. Whatever that means.
That's
you see the paradox? All right, let's take a break.
Says it, by the way, but
probably I say yes, I don't remember.